We've all had our own fair share of experiences in dating, the ups and the downs. And a lot of times those downs, they tend to overshadow the positivity and the great things that come or that are a result of a relationship. And all relationships, not all relationships are meant to be forever, but those that end result in heartbreak really and truly can take time for us to muster up the strength to get over. In this episode, I will be talking about the importance of navigating from heartbreak to happiness. Now, there is an event that you can register for. It's called Heartbreak to Happiness on the Dating While Black podcast website. Just type in the search bar, Heartbreak to Happiness, and you will have the information on how to either catch it live or to check out the replay. So I want to tell you, I am no different than anyone else. I've dealt with enough heartbreak and disappointments when it comes to dating to write an entire novel. And so, but I understand that it is a part of the journey. It is a part of the overall, just the path that we go through in order to, it's just a part of life, unfortunately, in order for us to meet the person that is there for us. And it just is one of those things that I wish that we did not have to go through. Like I said before, I wish there was an opportunity for us to meet a person, scan them, right? And say, okay, this is a toxic type of person. And if I continue down this path, it won't work. Or we're really not as compatible as we thought we were. I just kind of wish it was one of those type of things where we can easily move in a different direction without wasting too much time with a person or trying to work things out. Now, for the most part, breakups can leave us feeling like our world has been turned upside down. And it's normal to feel a roller coaster of emotions, from intense sadness to anger to loneliness and even confusion. During this time, we all face various challenges, like in encountering triggers that remind us of the past, or dealing with situations that we are currently trying to unpack. But again, remember, you are not alone in this journey. So I want to share some of the coping strategies and tips in this episode, as well as some that we will be covering in the event. First, you have to allow yourself to grieve and process your emotions. It's easy to just say, okay, I'm over it. Let's move on to the next, or drown yourself into work or other things in order to get past it. You have to go through the grieving process, okay, in order to process your emotions. When you experience a breakup, it is similar, or you have the similar emotions of actually losing someone, like to death. It is those same emotions and feelings that you feel, maybe not to the same extent, but it is very similar. So you have to allow yourself to grieve the end of the relationship. Being able to effectively grieve the end helps you process your emotions, which is essential to giving yourself the time and the space to heal.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
On top of grieving, going through the process and allowing yourself time and space to heal, you have to make sure that you do not fall into a whirlwind of self-pity as well as depression. Now, of course, that's easier said than done, but it is very, very important that you go through these emotions while being very, very conscious and aware of your mental state of mind. Okay. Reaching out to friends, family, or a therapist is key, but having a support system is extremely crucial and critical. You also want to make sure, this is so very key, that you do not make yourself enemy number one. That's when you turn against yourself, where you start beating yourself up for the decisions that you made. It is so easy to look back because hindsight is 2020. It's so easy to say, I could have done this. I should have done this. How come I didn't see this? How come I didn't listen? How come blah, X, Y, and Z? Why did this happen this way? Or why is this happening to me? You want to make sure that you are very, very aware of the negative self-talk that you may be saying out loud or maybe thinking in your head. You also want to make sure that you are not trying to replay or recreate the moments in your mind, right? We all have uncomfortable, and I won't say we all, a lot of times, if you are mourning the loss of a relationship, you can easily start to replay the last conversation or some things that you could have done better in the relationship, right? And start to really and truly fall into a vicious loop and cycle of thoughts and things that you cannot change. You have to appreciate the present and understand that the past is the past. So let me recap really, really quick. Allow yourself to grieve. Okay. Go through those emotions. Don't skip over it. Don't fake it till you make it. Not when it comes to you, right? It's essential also to give yourself time and space to heal. Don't run and jump into something really, really quick, right? And don't beat yourself up by saying, dang, it's been 3 months. It's been 4 months. It's been a year. Allow yourself the time and space to heal. Also suggested that you reach out to friends, family, and a therapist because support system is crucial. Also, don't beat yourself up on the things that you could, the fact that you didn't see this coming if you didn't, or beat yourself up about things that you could have done. Do not replay the past, if you can, in your mind, because it will have you looped in on a vicious cycle. So be careful, be good to yourself. I want to tell you also, engaging in self-care activities can make a significant difference. Try to journal your feelings, right? Pick up a new hobby, get back into an old one, focusing on nurturing yourself both mentally and physically. It is huge, huge, is super, super huge. You have to make yourself a priority at this moment, okay? You have to make sure that you are escaping negative self-talk. Now, talking about the event, I want to tell you it is a transformative experience. It's designed to provide support, resources, and guidance to people that are dealing with a heartbreak. It also offers insights on healing and growth. So definitely want to encourage you to become or take a part of it, where you can virtually attend. You can attend it live or catch the replay. Okay. Now, turning a heartbreak into an opportunity for growth and self-discovery is a powerful concept, and you can definitely, definitely take it on. It's a chance for you, yes, you, to redefine yourself and embrace new possibilities. Remember that happiness comes from within. Okay. And while it may not be an overnight process, taking those little steps towards self-growth can lead you to a happier and more fulfilling life. Okay. If you find that what I've shared in this episode to be helpful and you're not subscribed, make sure that you subscribe to the podcast. Also, share it with someone who might also benefit from it. Remember, we're all in this journey together, and this episode and this podcast is here for you. To anyone that's out there that may be going through a difficult time, know that you are not alone. Trust me, healing takes time, but with the right support, the right resource, and the mind frame, you will find your way to happiness. Now, that's it for today's episode. Until the next time, take care, be kind to yourself, and remember, happiness is possible. Keep spreading love and positivity, and I will catch you on the next episode. And with that, this is Dee, and I'm out. Bye.